in about an hour, two NASA astronauts will make history. For the first time ever, NASA will send astronauts into outer space on a privately built rocket. The launch is a joint project between NASA and Elon Musk's company SpaceX. The flight's set to carry the two astronauts to the International Space Station. Joining us to talk about it and what it means for the future of space travel and exploration is Marcia Petrushek, professor of the practice emeritus at MIT, the author of several books on astrophysics and the history of astronomy. Marcia Petrushek, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, it's great to be back, Tiziani.
So, okay, first, this launch is weather dependent. Yesterday we were hearing maybe 50% chance of it going. It's coming up soon. Is it going to happen today?
I'm hoping. I wish they had the weather we had today in Boston.
Yeah, I think everybody wishes they had the weather we have today in Boston. It's beautiful. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed and have this conversation, assuming it's a go in about an hour. I mentioned that this is the first time NASA's sending astronauts up in a privately built rocket. What's going through your mind as this is about to happen?
The first thing that comes to my mind is we are really seeing humanity taking its first steps into the universe. Now, you may say that's kind of odd to say since we've already landed on the moon. We've had all of these other space ventures, but this is a new stage of development. It's very much like the early days of aviation, right after World War I. It was the U.S. Postal Service that hired private carriers to start taking the mail across the nation. And that was the money that allowed those startup aircraft companies to start building more efficient and bigger planes that eventually led to an entirely private aviation industry. That's what's happening today. We are seeing government subsidizing private ventures, those private rockets that are now taking the NASA astronauts up. And it is a new stage in, they are establishing now a private space industry.
So Marcia, that is not without controversy to use a private company to put space travel into private hands, so to speak.
That,
can you talk about the benefits and the concerns?
There are cons, yes.
Yeah, talk
now,
about that.
Now, first of all, the private enterprise has helped up to this stage. I mean, there has been private space enterprise for a long time now, and because of the competition among the various startup space companies, they have developed more efficient methods, more and more cost control, cheaper to now take these payloads into space. That has been the plus. Military launches have been cheaper by using these private rockets. But the downside is we're now entering the wild, wild west of space flight because we have not many rules. SpaceX's Project Starlink, for example, they have plans to send thousands of tiny little satellites, having them arranged around the globe for better internet connection, worldwide internet connection. And there has already been problems. Astronomers are worried about how that's going to affect their observations. There was already a near miss with a European weather satellite. So you could have all of these possible space collisions coming about because of the growing space debris. So my thought is that perhaps we need a partnership, a set of regulations, set up a sort of space version of the Federal Aviation Administration.
Well, let's talk about that a little more. You just used the Wild West analogy. SpaceX is Elon Musk's company. He is certainly a cowboy. He's a divisive figure. In recent months, he's called the USA's pandemic response fascist and dumb, tried to reopen his Tesla factory in California against the state's coronavirus restrictions. I guess I'm wondering, can we afford for space travel to be divisive? Does who runs the company providing the private ship matter to the mission?
Well, this is the bottom line. Right now, countries, every nation has control over their airspace. I think we need to now have regulations where humanity as a whole has control over outer space. Now, it can start in individual nations where these companies are registered. We could set up here in the United States an administration that will make sure that employees are treated right, that safety standards are met, and that there are no issues that are going to harm in any way Earthlings down on Earth for the activities that are going on by these private companies above. No Marcia, less than corporations
do you really think
today
that's gonna happen?
Have regulations.
Do you think that can happen? Do you really think that's going to happen?
Well, I think if there are tragedies, that will definitely be the case. I mean, that's what happened to set up the FAA. You had in the hurly-burly early days of aviation, you had air crashes. You had all kinds of corners being cut. I think if people see things happening in the burgeoning new space industry that can be corrected with standards and regulations, there'll be a call for that. Right now, maybe not. The Trump administration certainly has already declared that space is not a global commons, that one congressman said that it was open for business. But I think in time, we're going to be taking a hard look at the Outer Space Treaty of 1967 and seeing how that can be realigned for this new era.
Okay, I want to stay on that just for one last question before we let you go. I was interested to learn that since 2011, NASA's actually been hitching rides for its astronauts with Russia, using Russian rockets to send astronauts up to the International Space Station. At an instinctive level, that improves international relations between countries. Are we losing that at a critical time by privatizing space and, as the phrase you used, opening it for business?
I think it's inevitable. Think back on the opening of the New World. It was the ruling powers that started the exploration, funded the exploration, but eventually over time, those activities were taken over by commercial enterprises. And I think that is going to be the same here. I think it's something that is going to be hard to stop now that it's started in motion. And I still think there can be international agreements on how these standards and regulations are played out that will maintain a global unity.
All right. That's Marcia Bartuszak, professor of the practice emeritus at MIT and author of several books on astrophysics and the history of astronomy. I really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks.
Thank you.